And time. There you have it, my loyal viewers. Caden grinned into the camera, offset a few feet to the side of his screen, giving his best impression of a carefree, roguish grin. As if the on-screen heart rate monitor synced to his watch didn't show his heart pounding. He had streamed the run half a dozen times since he'd decided on his methodology, but with days ticking away, Caden had honestly expected to leave this last task undone. It was probably a good omen, right? A full 1-101 all-boss clear of runes and the guardians in 6 days, 5 hours, and 5 minutes. 149 hours, and I undercut Seraph 89's record by a full 7 minutes and 2 seconds. Caden lifted his hands and rewarded himself with a ludicrous golf clap as his eyes trailed towards the comments on the side of the live stream. It was just a wall of scrolling text, moving faster than his eyes could even hope to follow. His viewership today was an all-time high for him, over 290,000 concurrent viewers. That might even be a record in and of itself for a non-Babel stream.
Thank you. You're all too kind.
Caden hammed it up for just a few moments longer, relishing in the sweetness of his victory. The 149 hours he'd put in was for just this attempt alone. All told, he'd probably put well over 1,000 into Rot G over the past year. It was an overwhelming amount of effort simply to shave 7 minutes off a world record. Were it any other game, he probably wouldn't have put in the effort, even if the previous record holder was a dick. But this was Rot G, the closest thing on the market to a Babel knockoff.
All right, so, before I take a shower, eat an entire pizza, and fall into bed, I know there has been a ton of speculation about what game is next on my chopping block. It's probably why there are, damn, 306,000 of you. I feel a little on the spot.
Caden was nearly as good at playing the nerdy, somewhat self-conscious young man persona as he was at the games themselves. He had the sort of face for it, with smoothly shaven features and big blue eyes hidden behind a shock of stylishly unstyled black hair. He looked like the pre-drug addict version of every boy band member from the dawn of pop music. Handsome, yet fragile. At least, that was his own high opinion of himself. He'd read a less charitable description a week ago on The Escapist that described him as the default setting in every create a character mode ever made. That stung.
I could drag it out, but the speculation is right. The article posted early this week got my birthday down to a T. I'm 17 on Monday, which means I'll be leaving for NYC this weekend.
That certainly got their attention. If the chat log was flying by earlier, it had jumped into warp speed by now. Individual words disappeared as quickly as they arrived, with only complicated ASCII memes sticking around long enough for the eye to process. A textual uproar was what he expected, and it was what he got, an unruly virtual mob ready to riot if he didn't throw them an olive branch.
I know it sucks, but this isn't the end of my channel. I am sure that a lot of you are worried that I'll just become another streamer doing the same old on the first 20 or so floors. Or worse.
He let that hang for just a moment in spite of himself. There was a reason why streams from Babel had a 5-minute time delay by law.
Let's be honest, though. I'm not just any sort of gamer. I'm a speedrunner. And that is what I am going to do. I'm going to be broadcasting live, day in and day out, as I progress through the tower. The progression guilds have a head start of over 2 years on me. But while they were out banging their head against undiscovered dangers, I've been studying them, and I've been studying the classics.
Caden paused, drawing a breath and steadying himself.
I'm going to do it in 4 months.
That would get a reaction. There were only about 5,000 players currently active on the highest floors, and almost all of those had been playing since release day. Even with the current stalemate, he was proposing to run the same content as the most skilled players in the world in a sixth of the time. As expected, the chat was afire, racing past at a warp speed that made it look like one of the background screens from The Matrix.
He just assured some good viewership for the first few hours of his stream. If only because people would be watching to see how quickly his hubris led to his downfall. On that note, folks, it has been fun. My Twitter will have updates on my travel time, progress, and the start of my stream. Until then, keep running. He reached out, a few clicks of his mouse minimizing the gameplay window, and then closing out his stream. A few more brought up a wireframe view of the infamous tower. Even as nothing more than a foot-tall rotating 3D image, the tower was equal parts imposing and majestic. In reality, it was enormous. 3 kilometers in diameter, its peak rested 101 kilometers above sea level. That put it a full kilometer above the agreed-upon boundary of outer space. No doubt by design. At such a dramatic size, much of the hemisphere could see its lights on a clear night. Despite its size, the tower didn't want for detail when viewed up close either. Hundreds of thousands of archways ringed its surface, each a unique work of art cut from the unique yellow-white stone of the tower's outer surface. Those closest to the ground held carvings of bravery and battle, of men and women squaring off against all manner of creatures in fighting to the death. Further up the tower, the sculptures became progressively more unusual. Explorers had found carvings of everything from knock-knock jokes to naughty pictorials to 100-arch-long stretch depicting the entire plot of the original Star Wars trilogy. Strangely, the prequels were nowhere to be found. Regardless of their content, any one of the archways would have looked at home as the centerpiece of a lavish exhibit, and yet there were so many that even 2 years after launch day, there were still thousands left to photograph in detail.